Once upon a time, there was a little princess that could not walk. Instead, she danced. She forgot everything else, because the music was always in her head. It made her float above the ground. It made her invincible. Her feet could feel no pain. Her arms were like wings. Her eyes were shining every time she moved the music. That princess was I. Not understanding that this blessing was also a curse, I danced on and on until I came to this very floor and met you. You gave me a stern look, making me cold inside. I felt like Odette, cursed by the evil sorcerer, trapped inside this body that was suddenly shaking. And you were Siegfried, who had arrived at the lake to hunt the swans, killing them with your crossbow. I dared not meet your gaze. I wanted to show you all that was hidden inside me, but instead I started stuttering. My demi-point was a disaster. When I lifted my foot too much doing my attitude, I almost toppled over. The negative thoughts gnawed inside my head. I was sure you were going to tell me to pack my things and leave. Go back to the dreary life I had led up until now. I would never be Odette. Never soar high above the ground. Electrified by an awe-stricken audience, following my every movement. I was just waiting for your arrow to be shot, to pierce my heart, and make me fall down into the lake of swans, swallowed by the cold water. I totally failed my jump. The crash landing of a clumsy swan. It must be my nerves that got the better of me. I'm so sorry, sir. Give me one last chance, please. Are you losing your patience? Am I the last of the candidates? Yes, I know all the girls want this role. But I don't want it, sir. I need it. I've been practicing this for so long. What? Am I wasting your time? Should I, take my things and leave? No, it's just my nerves. I swear it's not me. I should stop giving you excuses. But I beg you, give me one last opportunity. Please? If I can learn to obey, address you as sir, get in the corner, my back against you. Okay, I will do whatever you say. Hold on to the bar with both hands. Stare into the wall. Get up on my toes, on point. Yes, sir. You're going to... What? Spank discipline into me? Anything you say, sir. Just don't send me away, please. I will take it like a good girl. I promise to be a good girl. I will do anything you say. I will transform from an ugly duckling to a perfect swan. Please, again, please. I want you to spank me more. Yes, yes. Please, sir, I need it. Please don't stop. Please. You think I've had enough? That you've spanked the nerves out of me now? And I should turn around and step on the floor again? Okay. I will show you the meaning of ballet. The stinging pain from my ass was giving way to excitement. I could even feel a wetness between my legs. I was ashamed, yet suddenly filled with a new resolve. My nerves were indeed gone. My footsteps sure as I started on my way. Time to show what I was made of. Years of training, years of sacrifice. Up on my toes. I started out with a fouetté, and another, and another. My arms were held with total control, the balance perfect. You were Siegfried and I was Odette. The magic was working. You had been so close to killing me, so close to ending my life. But you had let your prey free. As you hold my waist, my heart started to pound. But just then my feet went up into the air. The fish dive was sublime. As you turned me around again, and I noticed all heaviness was gone, I could fly. My wings moving in harmony with the waves of the lake. Each step, weightless over the floor. Circling towards you, I made another fouetté. Even better this time. My body was pure rotation. I didn't want to flee from the hunter anymore. Understanding that following your directions gave me a way to escape my fate. And then I stopped and met your eyes. I was the lovely swan spreading out her wings. Odette landing beside the lake. Understanding that her hunter was also her salvation. You see? I can do anything you want me to do. I can become your magical bird inside this nervous and clumsy girl. I am the ballerina that you've been waiting for. The one that can transform your dreams into captivating art. Your only true white swan. This feeling is intoxicating. It drives me wild. It makes me want to feel you closer and closer. What? You just kissed me. Does that mean that... You think I have a chance to be your Odette? It feels so good. Please. Again. Taste my sweetness. Hug me, my prince. Yes, again, this excites me. Kiss my neck and let your hands hold my body so tight. Kiss me again, right there, close to my collarbone and lower. This makes my head swirl. My wings are beating. I go demi-point when you kiss me even lower. And yes, let your hands stroke my strong legs. Lift me up so I can put my legs around your waist. As our lips find each other again. Yes, Push your tongue deep inside my mouth. Let your hands explore my body, my back, my hips, my shoulders. Please touch my boobs. Grope them. Lick them. Yes, that feels so good. Feel my nipples through the fabric. They stand up just for you. Caress my butt. Stroke my legs. This is so liberating. So good. So. Yes. Touch the inside of my thighs. What are you doing? Don't push me away. You want me to become a swan again? Convince you that I really am the ballerina you've been waiting for? Okay. The night withdrew, and daylight broke the spell of darkness. Odette was once again transformed into a swan. My spirit trapped inside a graceful animal, wings beating as I slowly moved over the shining floor. But I could still enchant everyone, dancing at the ball in the castle, starting out with my best padishah, a big smile on your face as you sighed with delight, as I made three small jumps to the left, and then three to the right, imagining the other swan maidens around me in a circle, bowing and rotating like planets around the sun. A striking ensemble. But you only had eyes for Odette, your star, your princess. I smiled back at you and started to gracefully move on the big floor of the main hall of the castle, picking up speed for my grand jeté variation. My legs a perfect 180 degrees at the highest point. I jumped again and again, levitating in the air, that precious moment when bird and woman are one, landing gracefully, silently, like a touchdown on the lake. I fully became the white swan. This was my soul turned dance. And you had to chase me. Impressed? This is not only my doing. It is also you inspiring me. But I'm only getting started. Take me in your arms, Prince. Hug me, please. This dance has filled you with want and desire. I need your touch. Kiss me. Just like that. Deep tongue and trembling lips. Touch me again, right there. Like that. Caress my legs, from my feet up to my... Yes, sir. Your touch is like fire. I'm so hot now. So needy. Feel my ass and my hips. My body is aching for you. Please stroke between my legs. Right there. Yes. Now, please put your hand inside my leotard. Yes, sir. I'm so wet. Can't you feel it? I need your fingers inside me. Yes. Yes. There you go. Push them deeper. Reach inside my wetness. Oh God, that feels amazing. Feel how my body is shaking. I'll lift one leg straight up into the air for you, giving you total access to my wet entrance. Fuck me with your fingers. Deeper. Push inside my needy pussy. Yes. Yes, I crave this. Faster. Faster. And stroke my wet clit. Yes, lower. No. Right there. My clit yearns for your finger. Like that. It's perfect. It's so wet. It's so sensitive. Rub it harder. In circles. Let it vibrate as you touch it. Go on, don't stop. Bring me towards my release. Yes, I'm getting close. The sensation's making me tremble. I'm almost there, please. Don't stop, please. Please. Bring me to the edge and over. I need to come, please. Please, sir, let me come. Be good now to your good little girl. To your little ballerina. Let me come, please. Please, please. Yes. Yes, my God. I'm right there. Right on the edge. Just go on and make me come. I can't hold out anymore. I'm coming. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes. Thank you, sir. I really needed that. I needed release. A ballerina must be in balance. Too much tension, too much excitement is not good for optimal performance. What? You want me to show you how grateful I am? Well, my prince and master, you're so right. I will. I'll show you what a good girl I can be. Let me go down on my knees and stroke your legs, stroke your ass, touching your stomach and your thighs. It feels good. I can see you're getting hard for me already. It's so hard, sir. Take it out, please. I want to take you in my mouth. Yes. Like that. Let me lick you up and down running my tongue just where you're most sensitive. Taste you. Feel you getting even harder. And open my hot, wet mouth to take you. Licking and sucking up and down. You taste so good. Yes. Take my hair and push my head against your crotch, taking you deeper. Going faster now. Sucking you like a good little slut. Giving you so much pleasure. Making you moan even deeper now. Taking all of you. Licking your balls with my tongue. Feel how my throat clenches around your shaft and up, letting you go again, just licking the tip, and down, really deep. I can feel your hips shaking. Are you almost there? Are you going to shoot inside this wet little mouth? Please, no. Be patient. First, let us prolong this game of lust. Let me show you that I can be more than one color. Let me show you. The black swan. The mirror image of the white. Her twin. Her wicked sibling. Dancing oh so sensually. Odile, the daughter of the sorcerer. Posing as Odette. Swaying with a big grin on my face. Feeling I was in control. But it was not really me. It was that other being inside me, turning everyone's head. And my seductive dance developed on the dance floor. My prince could see nothing but me. My penchant was divine. One leg lifted towards the sky, one hand touching the ground. Defying gravitation, then stepping back towards the prince again, driving him wild. The black swan making him forget his pure love, turning him into a creature of lust, swirling around him, just out of reach, tempting him, teasing him. Never had I been so sure of myself. so confident. Wielding the power of my charms, you chased me over the floor, almost drooling. I escaped your arms and was hunted again. A wild persecution, yet with perfect timing and grace. You caught me time after time, only to see me break loose again. A game with two players, drawing to its conclusion, faster and faster, until I stopped turning around, gave my prince a coy smile, and let myself be captured. You got me. No way you could resist me, huh? Pushing me against the bar, are you? What are you doing? Pulling my leotard to the side? Like a wild animal? Has the prince been turned into a beast? Not that I mind. Yes. Do that. Make me horny again. Make my juices flow. Let me sit on the bar. Clasp my legs around your head, and your head between my legs. Lick the inside of my thighs. That feels so good. Yes, lick me higher. Higher. Like that. Now lick my clit. Please. Oh, please, I want it. Lick me right there. I need it. Yes. My pussy is your lake. Your beautiful pool. Liquid streaming as your tongue dances over my pussy. Please, more. More. Feel my legs clasp over your ears as you work my wetness with your tongue. Oh, yes, there. Right there. If you keep this up, I will come again. So hard. But now I need more. I need you inside me. Please, take me. Right here. Yes. Take me against the bar. Please, pound me from behind. Let me just, jump down. Put one leg straight over the bar, and my ass towards you. Now, rip my leotard. I'm putting the other leg over the bar. A perfect split. So you can get full access and fuck me hard. Please, Prince. I want to be your needy dancer. Your swan in heat. Push into me. Now. Yes, yes. Just like that. Oh my god, you feel so good inside me. In and out, in and out. Pull my hair and take me. Ravish me. Tame me. Harder. Harder. Please. Press your shaft deep inside me as I hold on to the bar. My legs standing straight out. And you fucking me. Like I'm helpless. You caught the swan. And she's yours to do with what you will. Oh, fuck me senseless. Keep the perfect rhythm. Just fuck me. Like that. Even harder. Grow up my tits. Yes. Feel my nipples so hard now. My body's on fire. As I moan higher and higher, hearing sweet music in my head, playing louder and louder. Don't be gentle, please. Pound me like you want to break the bar. Yes, like that, I can take it. My body is strong and flexible. Give me all you've got. I want it again and again. Fuck me. Fuck me. Show me how much you want me, how much you need me. You make me dance like I've never done before. You make me fly, and you can make me come. Grip my hair tighter. Please, please, I'm getting so close, so very close already. Approaching the grand finale, the climax of this pas de deux. Go fortissimo, harder, faster. Make me your horny little princess. Please come with me, my prince. I want your seed inside my wet nest. Yes. Shoot deep inside me, please. I'm right there. Crescendo and climax. Come with me now. Yes, yes. Oh my god, like fireworks and cymbals. Now, hold me. Yes. Put me down on the floor again. Gently, please. And kiss me. My master, my prince, my love. Hug me so tight and kiss me again. And let us lie here on this floor, embracing each other. Sweating and listening to our breaths slowing down. Kiss me and show me that I'm not dreaming. Well, even if I am, I don't care. I just want to stay here with you. the excitement still beating in our chests, listening to applauses from an invisible but still ecstatic audience, tumbling down like two dead swans, but holding each other for dear life. We were back at the Swan Lake again, resuscitated after experiencing our petit mort. The evil spell was broken. The prince, who had never loved anyone before, had given his love to me. And the white swan could finally transform back into the princess. I was Odette, and you were Siegfried. I was your muse, and you were my master. We had overcome disaster and death. My dance was your dream come true. Our salvation was the confirmation of the power of our love, the victory of wonderful music, my reward for all those years of pain and submission. I would be given the role I had always wanted. I would be the white swan, and I would triumph. We lied on the floor, oblivious to everything except the beating of our hearts. Our eyes closed, our bodies intertwined, slowly dozing off to sleep. We held each other tight, the music fading out. And the moonlight was reflected on the Swan Lake.